Today, my campaign is asking the Government Accountability Board to conduct a statewide recount. A statewide recount of votes in the April 5th election for Supreme Court. Today, I am also calling on the Government Accountability Board to appoint a special investigator to professionally, thoroughly, and completely investigate the actions and words of the Waukesha County Clerk. Let me talk about the recount first. I do not make this decision lightly. There have been impassioned arguments and good points raised by those who advise me both for and against a recount. I have weighed the options and I have considered the facts. There are legitimate and widespread anomalies and widespread questions about the conduct of this election, most visibly in Waukesha County, but also in counties around the state. With a margin this small, less than 0.5%, the importance of every vote is magnified, and doubts about each vote are magnified as well. We are aware of anomalies that occurred around the state, an undervote in the cities of Milwaukee and Racine, the Waukesha County situation, reports of long lines and photocopied ballots in several counties, including Fond du Lac, and significant changes in the vote in Winnebago County. These anomalies are widespread, and that, coupled with their nature, necessitate a statewide recount. Yes. Wisconsin residents must have full confidence that these election results are legitimate and that this election was fair. A recount will establish where votes were incorrectly tabulated and expose if irregularities compromise the electoral process. A recount may change the outcome of this election, or it may confirm it. But when it is done, a recount will have shined necessary and appropriate light on an election that right now seems to so many people to be suspect. My opponent, his political advisors, and his lawyers don't want a recount now. That surprises me. A recount benefits everyone involved in this election. Voters who voted for David Prosser and voters who voted for me. It benefits the larger common good and the greater interests beyond each of our campaigns. State law makes provisions for a recount where elections are this close. Justice Prosser's representatives have called efforts to clear up questions about this election, quote unquote, a drama, and quote unquote, a circus. Actually, it's called American democracy. The right to vote is fundamental. It is a right that courageous people around the world fight and die for every day. In America, that right carries with it a promise that elections are fair and open, that results are untainted by deceit or fraud, and that the electoral process provides every eligible voter with an equal opportunity to privately and independently cast a ballot. In order to make that promise real, we need to do what the people of this democratic nation expect and deserve. take appropriate and established legal steps to make sure the outcome of elections, when in doubt, can withstand the scrutiny of a recount. If there are problems, we need to identify them, and we need to fix them. If there is doubt, we must remove it. If there was misconduct, we must hold those who perpetrated it accountable. Let me now turn to the Waukesha situation. The recount will reveal if there are discrepancies in the Waukesha vote totals, and thus the recount will correct any past mistakes. But going forward, we also must do something to make sure that real change comes to the election processes and practices in Waukesha County. An independent investigation needs to occur to get to the bottom of what the clerk did there, when, and why. The timing of her various statements and actions, including a 1.5-day delay in notifying any responsible party about a county vote total that she knew was incorrect, the absence of any reasonable basis for her explanations, the prior knowledge by conservative bloggers contrasted with the complete absence of knowledge by the canvas board until the press conference. All of these raise significant questions about the clerk's conduct and her handling of the public trust. We must have a full and complete investigation by a trained and independent investigator. Elections are about the future. I ran for Supreme Court to help restore confidence in our court and in our judiciary. Now, going forward, we must restore trust and confidence in the integrity of this and future elections. The actions I take today will help do so, and will do so on behalf of all of the people of Wisconsin. Thank you.